In centuries past, prior to the advent of electricity, so many of the shuls of any decent size throughout Europe had a bit of a dilemma in regard to Kriyas HaTorah, which, you know, as they tried to lane on a regular Shabbos, very often, based on the structure of this medrash, it was rather dark. And even on a day, it would be a cloudy day, even on a bright day. So many of them had chandeliers suspended near the bima in order to facilitate reading in the Torah. Now the problem with this was is that the chandeliers were using candles. Candles drip. And more often, quite often, they ended up with wax dripping down onto the Sefer Torah. And the question was posed to a number of Paiskim. Now, if the wax drips over the parashah you're reading, you're certainly stuck. You just can't read it. But the halach is that a Sefer Torah that has one letter which is erased, the entire Sefer Torah loses its kashrus and its puzzle, and one cannot lay for the Sefer Torah. So the question was, they're reading one week, the wax drips, it runs over the parashah, and now they want to go right there, they want to read the next part of the Sefer Torah. Is that called that the letter is erased? Or the letter is, technically, the letter is intact, it's covered over by wax. Is that kosher or is it not kosher? Now, another question which arose, which is basically, we continue on the same point, there were a few instances of shuls which were decorated very beautifully and done when they were first constructed. Over years, they fell into disrepair. So they wanted to redo the Beis Medrash, or Beis HaKnesses, and what happened was that when they came to redo it, they noticed that on the walls, in the designs, there were psukim. In the psukim was Shem Hashem. Now they're coming to plaster the walls and redo the whole building. To do so, they would have to plaster over the Shem Hashem, which is in the pasuk. Now we know it's in Israel called Mechikas Hashem. The Shem Hashem, when spelled out, written out properly, it is usher, is forbidden to go ahead and erase that. Would it be mutter? Certainly one can't erase that. The question is the Tzarich Mitzvah, but fastest one cannot erase that even with Tzarich Mitzvah. Could one go ahead and plaster over this letter on the Shem Hashem on the wall? So the Miltzaka and other Paiskim side of Rebbe Krieger, they bring a proof in this week's Pasha. The Pasha says that Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Kanaan that when the day you cross the Yarden to go into Eretz Yisrael, they were to take stones, take large stones, 12 stones, and write the entire Torah, 70 languages. The question, how they do that technically? They went ahead and they wrote the entire Torah out on these stones. That's the Pasuk. Go ahead and write this. And the Gemara discussed the policy, how they did it exactly. But one thing is definitely a possible tzad. The Gemara, as they went ahead, they wrote the entire Torah on these stones. The tzad to Eisim Basit, after having written on the Torah, they went ahead and they layered the whole thing over with plaster. Now, according to the majority of Rishonim, they didn't write out just the headlines in the Torah. They wrote out actually every single pasuk in the Torah. If that's true, the Shem Hashem obviously occurs who knows how many times throughout the Torah, and they went ahead and they plastered it over. So you see that it'll be mutter. And from here, they say that la halacha will be mutter, and the idea is, again, we're going to rule that if something is layered on top and doesn't actually get involved in the Isis, that will be mutter. However, they do point out that there potentially could be one limitation here, and that is that plaster, the letters here were engraved. They were not written. They were engraved. They were carved into the stone. That being said, when you layer a seed on top of that, plaster on top of that, it's entirely possible. We weren't there. We don't know how they did it. It's entirely possible it was a thick layer and didn't go down into the letters. So it's entirely possible to remove it. It will be taken a little difficult. It was hard. It hardened. It will be possible to remove the entire piece of sid without impacting the letters. So I can basically say that if it's covered over, that in itself wouldn't be called a mechika. That in itself, say, if there is kosher, it's not a mechika. But one would have to know, is it theoretically possible to remove this wax without damaging letters? If it's possible to remove the wax, if you have to heat it or something in a way that you can remove it without damaging letters, then it would be kosher. If, however, removing it would cause letters to peel and there's no way to get it off, then we wouldn't bring a raya from here, and we would assume that attack would not be kosher. And likewise, in the case of the shul, they were advised la halacha by Rabbi Krieger. He said, wherever the Shem Hashem is, put a piece of paper down first, and then layer it over on top. And that way you know for sure that the plaster could be removed without the paper would serve as a barrier in between, and then you wouldn't run into a problem with the Shem.